This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. There's a lot of uncertainty for foreign tech workers in the Puget Sound region. Some are expecting the Trump administration to make significant changes to the H-1B visa program, which allows companies to hire highly skilled workers from overseas. Well, now, a Canadian startup called True North sees an opportunity and is trying to poach some talent from the U.S. tech sector. For $6,000, the company will help you relocate to Vancouver, but you'll remain employed with your U.S. company. Michael Tippett is the co-founder of True North, and he told me about his approach.
It's really quite a simple concept, and that is that we want U.S. tech workers who are impacted or could be impacted by the new immigration rules, we want to give them the opportunity to come and work in Canada for the companies that they work for in the States. And so what we offer is the ability for people to fly up here. We put them up in a hotel for a couple of days. We introduce them to experts who understand immigration, who understand how companies work and the legal structures that are involved in those. And you set up effectively a Canadian version of your company in Vancouver, and that allows you to then transfer your employment from the U.S. company to a Canadian company.
Michael, your company just pretty much got off the ground about 4 weeks ago. What happened 4 weeks ago and in the time period leading up to that to make you and your colleagues think, hey, there's something here that we can work on?
I think it was really the effects of some of the rhetoric that was coming out of the campaign. And we were listening to the statements that were being made, and there was a lot of comments about making radical changes to the immigration rules and who was going to be able to work here. And we thought, if any of this gets taken seriously or enacted, it's really going to have a negative impact on the technology world. And you've got companies who are thinking about contingency or backup plans in the same way that they think about backing up their data, or they have redundancies on their server farm. And so it's really that kind of policy, it's that kind of approach where people are saying, we don't know what's going to happen, but we want to make sure that if something bad does happen, that we're prepared for it and we can continue our operations.
Looking at the larger picture, what do you think Canada as a country stands to gain by bringing in or courting tech workers that are right now working in the United States?
I think the upside to Canada could be considerable. I mean, if you think about the impact that immigrants have had in the U.S. economy, going all the way back to, you know, Steve Jobs' parents were from Syria, ironically. Sergey Brin, the founder of Google, was an immigrant from the Soviet Union and has built one of the most valuable and important companies of our day. And even Elon Musk was South African. So you've got, you know, some of the best and brightest people who have contributed to the economy and the sciences and technology have in many cases been immigrants. And I think if those people end up coming to Vancouver and coming to Canada instead of the U.S., the impact could be quite considerable.
And on the flip side, what does the United States stand to lose?
It's hard to imagine anything positive coming out of it from my perspective. I mean, I think, you know, you've got people who are talented, highly skilled, world-class experts. Wherever they go, they're going to make a contribution. And so the question I get all the time is the U.S.'s loss Canada's gain? And I say absolutely. I think this policy is going to damage the U.S. technology sector. And I think that those people who come up here will be contributing to the Canadian economy. They'll be paying taxes, but they'll also be attracting potentially investor dollars that will come after them. We've had conversations with a lot of VCs who have said, you know, we're watching this very, very closely to see if people start leaving. If they do, we'll want to go and fund them wherever they happen to be.
Michael Tippett is co-founder of True North, which is based in Vancouver. The startup has been around for only a few weeks, but he says it's generating significant interest from workers in the Puget Sound region. This story was produced by KUOW's immigration team. We have more stories for you at KUOW.org. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.